Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Was a summer of 69.
The Oklahoma City Thunder take Game 5 on their home floor. Now hold a 3-2 series lead heading back to Indiana for Game 6 on Thursday night. And last night was the Jalen Williams show. A 40-piece.
Boy.
On 14 of 25 shooting for Jalen Williams. That was one of the more impressive performances that you will see in an NBA Finals game from the star is obviously SGA. But we talked about this yesterday. It is, all right, the collection of guys need to step up and show up and show out. Jalen Williams was that guy last night for Oklahoma City, and he was a force throughout the entirety of the game.
Yeah, I mean, everything he did was downhill, 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 downhill. Finishes the night with 25 shots, only 5 of them were threes. I think he only hit 1 3 in the first half. I think he hit 2 in the second half, if I remember right. But, I mean, I think 6 of his first 7 shots were at the rim, and they were dunks or layups, and he finished the game with a couple just absolutely insane finishes high off the glass, and you're just like, all right, dog. The counter to the Pacers picking up SGA 90 feet all game long and wearing him out was, all right, fine. We'll have the guy that used to play point guard.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, the first 3 years of college for Jalen Williams, he was a point guard at Santa Clara. He was, before he had a growth spurt, I was in college, if I remember right, I think it was his freshman year or it was a senior year of high school, he was a 6'1 point guard. So he was one of those Anthony Davis types of like, whoop, and now he's 6'8.
Well,
like,
we had this conversation last night. His face looks like a child's face on the Hulk's body.
Yeah.
Like his body, he's just muscles on muscles.
He's strong as hell.
Yeah.
So, for those that don't know about it, there's a facility called P3.
He's a big ass boy.
Yes. There's a facility called P3, and this is a testing and training facility. They have them, one of them that everyone goes to is in Santa Barbara. And not every player goes through it, but I believe they've been around since 2005 or 2006. And one of the things they do there for the pre-draft process and for young prospects that are developing, they come in and they have these plates in the floor, and it's like a basketball court. But in these plates, these force plates, and force plates have been around for a very long time. I think they were originally invented like the 1940s. The science behind them is a lot better. But what these things do is like the way you see motion capture, they do that there too, though, too. Like when you have like the black suit with the white dots, our cameras can do this now at an incredible level. But what these force plates do on the basketball court is they can show you how much force somebody generates, whether it's jumping, stopping, accelerating. Another thing they can measure is not necessarily, well, they can measure how high you get to, but also how fast you get to a certain point. And the president of P3 was on with J. Kyle Mann a couple weeks ago on his Ringer show, and he mentioned Jalen Williams. And I'd heard this story before. Basically, he's in the upper echelon of everything. acceleration, deceleration, strength, ability to get to spots faster than everybody. Like, he was like, it popped off the charts type stuff, and like the gold standard. The other guys that popped out were James Harden, Luka Doncic. It's like, oh, guys that don't necessarily look the athlete part of this, but like the stuff that they do that feeds into basketball specifically, they're otherworldly talents. And it's like, that's why, like, when they took him, that was like, that fed into like, okay, we can see that the micro skill basketball side of this, but also he has stuff intrinsically in him that other guys just don't have that allow him to do things like this.
It was impressive to see him do that, and they needed it because last night you saw what a final series looks like when you've seen the feeling out process, the punch, the counter punch, and then just that haymakers being thrown. Guys were starting to get worn down.
Yep.
And Oklahoma City as a team shot far better than they did from three than they did in game four. But what they were able to do was you get 71 of your 120 from SGA and Jalen Williams. Mm-hmm. You could afford to have that night where it was a little bit slow going for Alex Caruso. It wasn't an efficient night for Chet Holmgren. The officiating in the game kind of slowed things down at times where it was just like, why are you calling that foul but not the other stuff on the other end? And that wasn't favoring one team over the other. It was both ways, but you just sat there and you went, ugh, like this is brutal at times.
It was not played like games one and two were.
And at that point you go, that's where the Herculean effort needs to come through, and you couldn't get it from Tyrese Halliburton. And this is going to, we talk about this all the time in any sport, injury luck is a massive part of winning a championship. Yep. Tyrese Halliburton, who had an injured right ankle earlier in the playoffs, he went down with a calf strain, which is never good to hear. Yeah. Sham Sharania saying that, reporting today, that he will undergo MRI imaging to see the severity of it. He goes 0 for 6 from the field, and Indiana, it was lucky it was 120 to 109.
Yeah, the Siakam did as much as he could. He started getting loose with the ball because he had to carry up more creation burden because you could see how he just couldn't move. And they had the 13-point quarter from T.J. McConnell. He gave him the goods. But the thing about T.J. McConnell is, like, T.J. McConnell gives you, because he's such a psychopath, you can't play him for 30 minutes, even if he's giving you something great, because he's 6 foot tall and he has to play so hard in those bursts to be that productive that, like, what the tank may be full, but he's running like, you know, 6 gallons a mile kind of a deal. Like, he burns through gas, and I'm not it's just the things he has to overcome. Like, he is consistently go. It's like 100 miles an hour. You're getting 22, 23 minutes out of him. Like, that's just the nature of that beast. And the lack of creation, there was one play where in the fourth quarter, they make that push, and I think they get it to 4. And Nembhard throws a no-look pass to Mathurin. And it's a dime, but Mathurin isn't ready for it, and it bounces off his hands. Boom, turnover. And I went, oof, that one hurts, because that was an easy 2 points and it gets to 2. The Pacers turned the ball over 4 straight possessions. And that was the back-breaking moment. And they got it down to 4. And I just kept going back to, had they not started the game the way they did, because they didn't play with the pace, because Halley just didn't have it, that run probably would have put them in the lead had they had a normal first quarter. But instead, they're falling behind, they're struggling, they're clawing to get back, and the Pacers, when they slammed that door shut, man, that defense just ratcheted up and took everything away from the Pacers without having Halley out there being effective.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.